Netflix looks set to make a very big acquisition, possibly its biggest ever. They finalised a deal to buy the entire Roald Dahl catalogue. They'll produce their own adaptations. It'll create numerous spin-offs, games, stage shows, live experiences. Netflix not saying, of course, how much it's worth, but the thinking is could be close to $1 billion. Award-winning kids author in the UK, Ellen Durant, back with us. Morning to you.
Good day to you too.
Indeed. Before we talk about the deal, the Netflix deal itself, where do you rate Dahl generally?
I think he is absolutely one of the masters of children's literature of all time, and hugely influential on all of us who write children's literature.
What was his magic?
I think, well documented, he just seemed to get children and know exactly what would appeal to them. I think that it's certainly the books, they have that kind of real sense of the kind of subversive quality to them, and that very much that kind of child-centered story where the child is sort of coming out on top against some quite obnoxious adults as well.
Was he ripe for the picking as far as someone like Netflix is concerned?
I must admit, I didn't really follow the story. It came out of the blue to me, but I think it's a surprising probably move, but on the other hand, I mean, a lot of his books have already been made into films and for children's, and very successfully. So I guess they probably don't think it is a massive gamble.
What do you judge the effect of as an author? Does the production into television or movies or stage shows or games or whatever it is they do with the product, does that help or hinder a child's ability to discover great books, great reading, and great authors?
I think it helps it. I think. And I think it will help, continue to help. I think this move will mean that I think there'll probably be even more readers of Roald Dahl's books, which is obviously a wonderful thing, because I think his other kind of books that do really help to get children into reading. But I think also that obviously there are dangers always when you turn something which is one media into another medium, because when everybody who reads the book, they have the pictures there because they have some pictures done by Quentin Blake, whatever. But then they go into a film and then they're pictured in a different way, and sometimes that can take away from the effect because you think, no, that's not how they look. They look like this in this in the book. But I think generally, I think it's a good thing.
All right, Ellen.
I do think it's a really good thing.
Yeah, sure. Okay, appreciate your time. Good to catch up. Ellen Durant, award-winning kids author out of Britain this morning.